Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Ever heard the saying, madder than a wet cat? There's a reason this resonates. But should this stop people from bathing their kitties? The pet guide for my long-haired Siberian recommends bathing my cat, Allison, twice a year. Gee, what could go wrong with that? Siberians have a triple coat of hair, which ensures that I put in an abnormal amount of vacuuming. The outer layer of fur on a Siberian is water repellent. Too bad it's not shed repellent. Allison drops enough hair each day to blanket a small city. However, I've noticed that after I bathe Allison, she does shed a little less for a while. Then it's back with a vengeance to make up for lost time. So why keep doing this? For one thing, bathing a cat can help reduce matting. I've been at this cat bathing business for a few years now and have picked up some tips on how to do this without losing an eye. The main thing I do is take a chill pill and slip another one into my husband's morning coffee. If pet owners are stressed out when they begin the bathing process, it will only ratchet up the anxiety in their cat. If you don't want your cat to act like a Tasmanian devil, you first. The second tip is to eliminate excess fur before you place your kitty in the dunking tank. Failure to do so will only increase the troublesome situation with matting. Using a cat shampoo that has conditioner in it can also help. The most important thing is to be gentle with your cat throughout this process. Unless, of course, you aren't especially fond of the hands washing your little meower. Even though Allison likes to play with the water coming out of the faucet, she's seven forms of hell when I use the spray nozzle on her. It's far less traumatic to rinse Allison using pitchers of warm water. I make sure to be thorough about this to prevent unsightly fur lumps afterwards. At the end of this harrowing experience, my cat gets the multiple towel treatment. I wrap Allison like a kitty burrito in one towel after another until I can soak up all the excess water. Some cat experts say you can blow dry your cat after a bath, but these people haven't met Allison. If you have questions about whether or not you should try this at home, please consult your vet first. That's all for today. Meow, kitties!
Meow!
What happens when cats and polygamists collide? Find out in Quirky Cat Goes Splat by Adele Park. Prance through quirky polygamist country with Skitters the cat as he raises holy hell. Quirky Cat Goes Splat. Get it today on audible.com.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Splat!
Meow, bitches.